No, I'm not concerned with that. You guys know me. I'm going to come to the building every day, study hard, work hard, have fun out there on the football field. And, you know, if my number gets called, I'll be ready to go. I'll be ready to lead this football team. But that decision's out of my control.
You got to feel good, though, the way you play coming off a game like that.
Yeah, of course. You know, anytime you can go out onto the field and have success and find a way to help your football team win games, absolutely, you're gonna feel great and you're gonna be having fun doing it.
Have you started to think about next season yet? And where you want to be?
Oh boy, you know I haven't. Next season's still 2 weeks away. The one thing I do know, you know, I think you guys know this. I've said it enough. I love being a Bronco. I love living in Denver. I love living in Colorado. This organization's first class, and I love being here.
What has it meant to you to kind of not only come back to this locker room, but then when you make big plays like last Thursday, the reception that you get going back to the sidelines, the reaction you get from teammates?
Well, you know, it's just, it's fun, and it's very exciting because everybody puts in a lot of work to have success. Everybody in this locker room, you know, they start their off seasons in February, some start in January, and you start working really hard, and you work all through the summer, you work all through the spring, you work through fall camp, and no one steps on the football field not to have success. So to go out there, have some success, score some points, it was just a lot of fun. And just to see guys smiling and having fun again, you know, that's what it's all about. That's why we play this game. You know, to go out there and win football games and have fun with your teammates.
You played with that demeanor. What changed? How did you suddenly play with that fun demeanor?
Yeah, you know, it's there's a lot that goes into it. And, you know, I think when you go through a tough season, you reflect a lot. And, you know, in my reflection, one of the things I told myself was, you know, if you get an opportunity to go back on the field and play, go have fun. You know, I think sometimes in this business, especially at this level, we all get so caught up in the X's and the O's and the business of the game, and we forget that it's truly just a game. You know, it's just football. It's a sport that we've all been playing since we were little kids. And I reflected upon that, and I told myself, go have fun. You know, go out there, have fun, and that's what I did.
What's it been like taking on so many different roles this year? I mean, all three of you guys have, you know, cycled through starting and backup and inactive. What's it been like kind of going through that carousel?
Well, it's been a roller coaster. You know, for me personally, I'm currently on my third offense this year. You could almost say fourth because I started a game in January under Bill O'Brien. So really, I'm on my fourth offense in 1 year. So it's been a roller coaster, but it's also been just a great opportunity to be back here in Denver. Obviously, you know, this season didn't go how anybody wanted it to, but like I said, I love being a Bronco. I love these guys in the locker room, and you know, I'll always fight for them.
What has
changed about the season? How much better have these back-to-back wins at least made this locker room feel?
You know, it's important. It was getting pretty dark and gloomy coming into work every day. So, obviously, you know, we're not in the playoffs. And as Denver Broncos, you play to win Super Bowls and nothing short of that. So, you know, we're obviously still very disappointed, but just to go out there and get some wins, get a good taste in our mouth, you know, it's been good these past 2 weeks, and hopefully we can finish on a high note these last two.
What is more for Brock?
Did it bother you at all?
I came in late. But to come in Monday, Tuesday, and, you know, you're not the way you played?
Not one bit. You know, there's a lot of things that take place in this business that you can't control. And I think the sooner you learn that, the better mindset you'll have towards situations like this. So I support whatever the front office decides, the coaches decide. I'm just here to work hard and play quarterback when my number's called.
What has changed?
Last one, Andrew.
What has changed in this offense since Bill Musgrave took it over?
Oh boy, protections, run game, pass concepts, tempo, a lot of different things. You know, Bill is a different play caller than Mike. Bill comes from a different, you know, origination of plays than Mike does, and so a lot of it's different. I think. You know, they're both very talented coordinators. They're great people. They're a lot of fun to work with, but they obviously have their different styles.